Chapter 8. Merripit House and Watson's First Report.
Merripit House was a melancholy building surrounded by small trees. It was a strange place for a cultured man and a beautiful woman to choose to live in. But Stapleton said they were happy there. I discovered that he once had a school in the north of England, but now preferred living here. The area was perfect for his botanical and zoological studies, he said. His sister said she was happy too, but I was not convinced. Stapleton asked if he could visit Sir Henry that afternoon. I said yes, it was a good idea. I thought of Sir Henry now and decided to return to Baskerville Hall. The afternoon on the moor, the strange cry and the warning from Miss Stapleton gave me a sense of nervousness, and I wanted to be sure all was well. I said goodbye to the Stapletons and began to walk home. At a certain point on the road, I was surprised to see Miss Stapleton again. She was breathless. She wanted to speak to me, to tell me to forget her words of warning earlier. I told her I couldn't forget, and asked her why she wanted Sir Henry to return to London. She insisted it was of no importance, but I remembered the intensity of her voice and expression. Finally, she gave me an explanation. She and her brother were shocked by the tragic death of Sir Charles, and she thought Sir Henry was in danger too. She didn't want her brother to know her thoughts because he believed in the importance of Sir Henry's presence at the Hall for the good of the local community. Then she went away, and I felt perplexed and worried as I returned to the Hall. As I cannot remember all the details of the incredible sequence of events, from this point the story continues with my letters to Sherlock Holmes. Baskerville Hall, October the 13th. My dear Holmes, I didn't send a report recently because nothing interesting happened until last night. But before I tell you the news, I want to give you more information about the current situation in this depressing corner of the world. First of all, there is no news of Selden, the escaped prisoner on the moor. People are saying that he probably left the moor because he couldn't survive without food. In any case, Sir Henry and I were worried about the Stapletons, because they live in a very isolated place. We wanted to send a servant to stay with them, but Stapleton refused. He said they were quite safe, and there was nothing to worry about. Our friend, Sir Henry, is showing a lot of interest in our beautiful neighbour, Miss Beryl Stapleton. She is certainly a fascinating distraction in this lonely place. It will be difficult to follow your instructions to stay with Sir Henry if his interest in her grows. Miss Stapleton's brother seems very devoted to her, and sometimes he looks irritated when Sir Henry talks to her too much. I also met another neighbour recently, Mr. Frankland of Laughter Hall. He is an old, irascible man. His passion is the British law, and he spends large sums of money in litigation. He is also an amateur astronomer and has an excellent telescope on the roof of his house, which he is now using to look for Selden. And now about the strange events of last night. At about 2 o'clock in the morning, I woke up because I heard someone pass my door. I got up and looked out, and I saw Barrymore with a candle in his hand, walking towards the end of the corridor. I followed him quietly and saw him enter a room. When I looked into the room, I saw him at the window with the candle close to the glass. He didn't see me as he was staring at the dark moor outside. He waited for a few minutes. Then, suddenly, he groaned and extinguished the candle. I immediately returned to my room, and soon I heard him pass my door again. What can this mean? I talked to Sir Henry about it this morning, and we made a plan, which I will explain in my next report.